This podcast is a proud member of the Nerdy Legion Podcast Network, and it's also proud to be from Texas. Get more at nerdylegion.com. Enjoy the show.
You got a great disturbance in the Force.
Great adventure. Little secret. Jedi craves not these things.
We would be honored if you would join us.
I got a bad feeling about this.
So who talks first? You talk first? I talk first.
Go switch off!
This is the Toby T podcast. Daddy and Dave are awesome!
Hey everybody, and welcome to 2BT. This is David. figured I'd do a little talky-talk this afternoon just because the new Solo movie trailer released today, and I will say that I've gone on record, I don't know if I've ever gone on record on the show as saying that that's the one Star Wars movie in the new era of Star Wars that I'm actually concerned about, just because, you know, it's one of those that's been so ingrained in our pop culture as, you know, Han Solo is Harrison Ford. You know, it's the same as with, you know, Indiana Jones. Harrison Ford is Indiana Jones. And, you know, again, that's something that we've talked about on the show before, is if we could possibly envision somebody else playing Indiana Jones. The fact that, can we picture somebody playing Han Solo has not been brought up, but that's mainly due to the fact because, you know, whether we like it or not, that there is going to be somebody new playing Han Solo. Granted, it's going to be a young Han Solo, but this is just, kind of like a first thoughts thing. I dig it. I was really kind of surprised. Like I said, I was really kind of iffy about this one. I was really kind of worried about it. And, I was unsure about what we were going to get from it. I like the way that Donald Glover's character looks, his Lando. I was really kind of surprised the way that they did that, you know, with, I don't know what you would call his haircut that he has. I guess kind of like a side hawk or something. Maybe a nut centered mohawk is what it kind of looked like. But we all know what Lando looked like in the original trilogy with Billy Dee, with, you know, Billy Dee with his hair kind of slicked back. And, you know, I dug it. I really liked it. You know, in the initial teaser trailer, the teaser for the teaser trailer that we got last night during the Super Bowl was Lando with a fur coat. And I was like, dude, that's pretty slick. That's pretty cool. I dig it, you know. And then, you know, we get the full teaser today. It's pretty bad whenever you have a teaser for a teaser trailer. But, you know, we get the full teaser today, which I was really, really, really impressed with. I really dug it. It was one of those that I had to watch it on my phone at work for, you know, the first like 6 hours that it was available. And, I really could not wait to get home to actually put it on the big screen of the TV and watch it there. And, you know, just a few little observations that I made while watching it. I was really kind of surprised with the look of the Falcon you know, it looks like they've gone away from the forked opening at the end for the Falcon. Yeah, I'm not sure if that's supposed to be a typical YT-1300 look with the two forks on the end closed in like that or not. So, I guess I could always look that up on the internet. I'm sure somebody's got reference points somewhere. But I'm sure that that's something that somebody's got some reference points for somewhere, some sort of reference photo, whether it be EU or Wikipedia or whatnot. Lord, I think they did like one of those the repair manual type things at one point in time for the Millennium Falcon, so might even be able to pull it up there. Yeah, it's just I'm really like I said, I'm really kind of curious to see how this turns out, how it works, how it looks. I was really, really, really intrigued, I will say, and I know I've probably got the moniker of Star Wars fanboy since, you know, I loved The Last Jedi, and I loved The Force Awakens, and I dig the prequel trilogy, and of course, you know, my heart lies deeply within the original trilogy, and I can also say Rogue One along with that. And I keep saying that that's just because, you know, Rogue One really pulled on those heartstrings with it, making it, you know, right there in the meat of the original trilogy. But back to Solo. I think it's pretty cool that they're releasing it May the 25th. That's, you know, for those of you who don't know, that May 25th, 1977 was the original release date for Star Wars A New Hope. Granted, at that point in time, it was just then Star Wars. I've talked about what I thought about Lando's, and Donald Glover's look. I really like the look of, Woody Harrelson's character. I know that they've given the name of his character before, and I cannot think of it right now. But yeah, I was really intrigued by him. I'm kind of curious to see as who he plays. There was one part where they showed Chewbacca, and I guess it's his back, and it just seemed kind of odd. Maybe that's just because we haven't ever really seen that much of Chewbacca's back. Maybe? Question mark? I don't know. But it didn't seem kind of strange. But the overall look of Chewbacca is, you know, it's classic Chewbacca. And, that's one character, and I don't understand why, but it seems like they really have a lot of trouble recreating the mask and the suit. And I guess I can understand with, you know, getting the right mix of hair and blah, 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 whatnot, and so on. But, you know, I love Chewbacca. You know, my personal email account starts with the Wookiee. You know, if you want to find me on PlayStation Network to play some video games and stuff, then it, you know, that's Wookiee David. Or I'm sorry, Wookiee Dave. But, you know, just, I love Chewbacca. Chewbacca's always been one of my favorites. But going to Han and, Alden Ehrenreich, I'm not really sure if I'm saying his name correctly. So, if I'm not, please don't murder me. But again, his look, I thought he looked like Solo, man. Like it sold it to me. Now his voice is not as deep. He doesn't have the bass of Harrison Ford. So that did kind of throw me off just a little bit, but the way he delivered the lines and even just a few of the looks that he gave in the trailer to me seemed very, very, very Han Solo. Very Harrison Ford Han Solo. Let's put it that way. But yeah, I don't know, man. I'm excited. There's a new TIE fighter I noticed in this. I don't know what TIE fighter that's supposed to be. I'm kind of wondering if maybe it's not going to be like, say, like a Sith Inquisitor, like what they did with Star Wars Rebels. Now, are they going to pull stuff from the animated series to put within, you know, the live action movies? I think it would be really cool if they did. Like, I would love to see Ahsoka Tano, and, you know, another one. Don't murder me for saying that, but I think it would be really cool to see Ahsoka Tano pop up in one of the movies, especially in something like the Solo movie. Or I'm not saying Ahsoka Tano is going to show up in Solo. I'm just saying it would be really neat if she did, by some weird chance, show up. Or if they would have just had her, like, maybe walking through the background of Rogue One or something. You know, things like that. Of course, you know, as I said earlier, I probably had the moniker of a Star Wars fanboy, and that's fine, man. If you want to call me a fanboy, I will own up to it and say, hey, dude, I fly my flag high. I got no problem with it. But, you know, again, and it's also like these things, like, I'm not going to be disappointed if I don't see these. It's things that I don't have to have. I do want to address a couple of things that I heard today whenever I was watching the trailer, and it's basically stuff that friends of mine actually said, and it just kind of blows my mind to where, one that really sticks out in my head was, man, I guess Disney's just gonna continue making Star Wars movies till they recoup all that cost of that they spent on it. I'm just gonna let that sink in just for a second. Somebody actually stated, I guess Disney is gonna keep making Star Wars movies, and I'm sorry, I'll add the rest of it in here, going to keep making Star Wars movies and milking it for all it's worth until they recoup the cost that they spent on it. Okay, that's enough pondering. Well, yeah, what do you think that they bought it in the first place? Because they wanted to be like, we own Star Wars. Yes, we love you, Star Wars. We'll put you on a shelf. No, they bought it to continue on the story. They bought it to make money. Same thing that they did with Marvel. Now, if that's an issue that you truly have, then maybe you shouldn't go see movies anymore. I don't know, man. Like, I'm super excited, though. I couldn't be more happy. I love the fact that I'm getting a Star Wars movie a year. That's great. Granted, after Solo comes out, we're going to have to wait till December 2019 until we get you know, the final episode of the Now Saga series. Will they make 10, 11, and 12 after that? Who knows, man? I guess we'll find out. But right now, the main focus is May 25th and Solo, A Star Wars Story. I'm stoked. I'm excited. I thought it looked great. The imagery that they showed, the car chase, I was, at first I saw images of the car on the internet, and I try to stay as spoiler free as what I possibly can besides seeing like trailers. Like I will devour any trailer that they put out just about up until like a certain point. And then I'm like, okay, I don't want to see any more trailers until the actual movie hits. But with this one, I was, you know, I will watch probably up until like the last like month. And then whenever you start getting all the foreign, release trailers, that's whenever I kind of draw the lines. I'll see all the American release trailers. And I'm not saying anything bad about the foreign release trailers. I want to limit myself to the amount of material that I see from the movie before I actually go see the movie, if that makes sense. But yeah, crap, I forgot where I was. Again, this is why I have Michael and Steve, or this is why we have Michael and Steven on the show along with me, so that way they can kind of keep me centered, because I will go off in little tangents and forget where the hell I was at. But I think I've already spoken enough about the Solo trailer. I was very impressed with it. I can't wait. At first, you know, as I said, I was skeptical, wasn't sure, but I'm officially excited. I'm marking it down right here. I am excited. I think Alden Ehrenreich is going to knock it out of the freaking park. I think Donald Glover is going to knock it out of the freaking park. And we'll see you in May. This is 2BT. Signing out.
Face down in a gutter. Don't want to admit defeat, though.
Boy, this is not good.
Like, dude, I love it. I love it all.
Whoa, dude. Oh, my God.
Star Wars guys are crazy.
My butt has a cannon.
If you're going to go out, that's the way to do it.
I dig it. It belongs in a museum. Oh, dude, hurry up and get here. Yeah.
Man in black fled across the desert, and the gunslinger followed.
The Last Jedi, Run DMC,
Han, Luke, and Leia,
R2 and 3PO,
Rey, Finn,
Yoda, Kenobi,
Poe.
Do or do not, there is no try.
Chewbacca has to die.
The Palpatine. Betray you.
Chewbacca, you know R.A. Salvatore.
This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. This is a good guy, this is a bad guy. Go.
Dang it. Yeah. But, yeah, like, crap, I'm just, like, stuttering and rambling there. Beans, the wonderful fruit. The more you eat, the more you toot. The more you toot, the better you feel, so eat beans with every meal. I have a belief that if the more you fart, the longer you'll live.
No! You don't stop playing because you get old.
Yeah.
You get old
because you stop playing.